This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In response to attacks on one of Saudi Arabia's largest oil fields and the world's biggest crude oil stabilization facility, U.S. President Trump said American forces are locked and loaded. Yemen's Houthi rebels did take responsibility for the attacks, but they are often backed by Iran, which the Trump administration places the blame. A piece, Ben Thomas.
The U.S. government is releasing satellite imagery showing what officials say are at least 19 points of impact from the drone strikes at two Saudi energy facilities. Senior U.S. officials, speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters, say the images are consistent with attack coming from the direction of Iran rather than Yemen. The officials say additional devices, which apparently didn't reach their targets, have been recovered and are being analyzed by Saudi and American intelligence agencies. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The members of the United Auto Workers Union began a strike Monday against General Motors as the two sides remained apart on the terms of a new contract. Talks are set to resume Monday, but plants that make cars and parts in nine states will be closed with nearly 50,000 workers off the job. The union wants better wages and health care, as well as job security and profit sharing. General Motors says it has offered pay raises, profit sharing, and good health benefits, along with billions of dollars in investments in manufacturing facilities that would bring more jobs. The International Committee and the Red Cross will be able to resume humanitarian work in Afghanistan after the Afghan Taliban walked back a ban it imposed on the ICRC and the World Health Organization. In doing so, it restored its guarantee for the security of the ICRC staff. The September 15th statement did not mention the WHO. This is VOA News. Forecasters say the east coast of Florida will likely escape damage as Tropical Storm Humberto is expected to remain well offshore through Wednesday. Earlier forecasters had said that it was already moving away from the Bahamas, which is still reeling from Hurricane Dorian. Humberto's presence forced officials to suspend aid efforts and close airports Saturday in the Bahamas as it grapples to recover from the devastation caused by Dorian. More violence in Hong Kong Sunday as protests that started over a now-revoked extradition bill entered into the 99th day. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
Protesters in Hong Kong threw bricks at police and Molotov cocktails on Sunday, capping another weekend of violence in the city. Police responded with water cannon and tear gas. The protests are in their fourth month. The withdrawal of the controversial Chinese extradition bill that sparked the civil unrest hasn't stopped it. Instead, it's morphed into broader demonstrations against Beijing and erosion of the island's autonomy. Protesters are also pleading for help from the West.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Democratic leaders warned President Trump on Sunday that any proposal on gun control must include a House-passage bill to expand background checks or else risk no legislation at all. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer say they spoke by phone with President Trump, who told them he was working on a gun plan. Schumer says while he's holding out hope, he's not expecting anything.
Right after a terrible tragedy occurs, he says we have to do something on background checks, and then he backs off. And the word is that the NRA and others are putting pressure on him, and the thing that he will go for will not be acceptable.
He's also pushing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to let the legislation go to the floor for a vote. McConnell has declined to hold a vote on background checks, saying it's not clear Trump would sign the law. Julie Walker, New York.
Tunisians voted on Sunday to select their next president among about two dozen candidates, with unofficial results suggesting that two outsider candidates are ahead in those polls. More than 7 million people were able to cast their ballot in what is only the North African's second free presidential election, 8 years after its so-called Jasmine Revolution. And the World Health Organization is calling for urgent action to end bad health care practices responsible for killing millions of patients around the world every year. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
WOAN, all the hits and more.